morning, everybody. This is WTBR's Morning Drive. My name is Bill Sturgeon, and you know, this is on a Monday because we had some kerfuffles, but this is the last day of Know Your Pittsfield Schools, and I have with me two ladies that they just make it happen. They don't look for and one of them I know gets really mad at me. I'm not going to say which one. She has dark hair. But anyhow, go ahead. Tammy, introduce yourself along with your enormous title.
Thank you, Bill. My name is Tammy Gage, and I'm the Assistant Superintendent for College and Career Readiness.
And the Marcy, please.
Yes, thanks. I am Marcy Simons. I am the Supervisor of Career Technical Education here at Taconic High School.
And I'm the old fat ball guy, but why I have that, they are preparing, as everybody in the system is, they are preparing our kiddos, our children, for the next step in their life, for careers and just learning and becoming part of society. And I have the utmost respect for all of them, all of their teachers. And so we're going to find out about, when I was in school, and before you ask, no, it wasn't with Methuselah and Socrates. It was with other old people. But we had vocational. Now it's a whole new era. And I must thank Dr. Jake Eberwein, Drs. McCandless, Joe Kurt, for having the vision to elevate vocational long before, and this lady here, Tammy Gage, and Dr. Bishop, I keep forgetting that, raising awareness in the importance of vocational education. I applaud them. Now, without further ado, for Gois Soup du Jour, Tammy, how many programs do we have going currently at Taconic?
Sure. We have 14 career and technical education programs, and we are building environmental science. So we're in year two of building that out and reapplying for that to also be a career tech Chapter 74 program. So by next fall, we're hoping it will be, we'll have 15 on board.
Wow. And that, could you run them down for, I know there's the standard, but you've added electrical now. What else? HVAC?
We don't have HVAC. That is McCann, which we're really happy about because that was a need that has been to me for decades now. But we have advanced manufacturing, we have auto technology, we have auto collision repair and refinishing, we have business technology, we have carpentry, we have cosmetology, we have culinary arts, we have early education and care, we have electricity, I'm looking at Marcy's, we have FGH, we have horticulture, we have health technology, we have information services and cybersecurity. We have metal fabrication, and we have multimedia production. And we're adding environmental science for next fall.
And I will tell you, I have to. It's not. It's really. When I say high tech in every aspect of every one of the vocations, they have kept up with technology. And I would be remiss. I would be remiss if I didn't say George Haddad and Toyota certification and all that. That is huge. Huge.
Yeah. He brought us that partnership with Toyota, and they've donated vehicles, they've donated engines, they've donated curriculum. They flew a trainer up to train our teachers. He came all the way from Texas, the top guy in the Toyota training program. So we are really fortunate the amount of time and investment that they've given to us. We're very grateful.
And I have to, two others, I have the electrical program. Boy, I'll tell you, if you're training people, try to get an electrician today. And you talk about stepping out of school and going right to work. There it is. I mean,
absolutely.
It's just an amazing, an amazing initiative set up by the school system, and it continues to grow.
It does continue to grow. We're fortunate to have two high schools, and Pittsfield High School has put in a lot of work with Principal Esco Harrington, who's helped to develop with her team innovation pathways, one in engineering and one in finance and digital communications. They are developing pathways in legal studies, and obviously they have the fine and performing arts, and they're articulating that pathway with, there's just a purpose there, because there used to be six CT programs at Pittsfield High School, and those sunsetted or they moved to the new school. We're trying to increase our options for our students so that we can better position them when they graduate into whatever that next plan is, whether it's a four-year college, a two-year college, apprenticeship, military, or what we call productive employment, so that they can see themselves in a benefited position with great wages and further their education with their employer, perhaps.
And Marcy, it's amazing putting it all together and coordinating it. It really is. You got to be excited. I mean, I'm excited about just hearing about it.
Yeah, it's very exciting to watch everything come together. We've made an effort with the incoming ninth graders to really make sure that they get a full complement of programs that they're exploring based on their interests. And we're also weaving through, some MyCAP planning, which is My Career and Academic Plan, that comes from DESE. And it really outlines, starting in sixth grade, how we can be intentionally instructing career planning grades 6 through 12. So we're working on building all of those processes out and giving students as many opportunities as we can.
And I, for the viewers and the listeners, I mean, I really want you to just sit back and just try to visualize when you're in school, because as I tell everybody, it's not your father's school anymore, and it's not my school. My son's going to be 50. So that, I know I don't look it. Thanks to you. I just got my hair done for this interview. But the importance, and I have to share this story. I've shared it before. Two quick stories. One, I interviewed this young African-American young lady at Taconic years ago, in the old Taconic. And she was in metal fabrication. And I used to work in the shop. And usually the guys in medical fab, and they were guys, they were big and they were burly and they ate rusty nails for breakfast. This lady was so petite and so wonderful. And I said, why did you choose that? And she said, well, I want to become a nurse practitioner. And to do that, I need to be able to pay my way. And last I heard of her, when she graduated, she went on to some underwater welding or something. And she was making like 80 grand a year out of high school, 6 months. And she went on. The other one was, and I think you might have been there, Tammy, we interviewed a young man when culinary arts was at PHS.
Yeah.
And he said, and I got all these big burly guys running cameras. This was on the TV show. And he said, I'm in culinary arts. And they said, oh, good. He said, yeah, I want to pay my way. This is how I plan on paying my way through medical school. And when I graduate and become a doctor, I'm going to buy my mother her own house. Well, I looked around. I was blinking. You know,
yeah, I was in the studio with you for that one. That was an amazing interview.
And it was an emotional for me to see two young people who are thinking that far ahead putting their lives together. And I attribute the vocational technical in the school system in Pittsfield for allowing that and inspiring that. And
well, thank you. I mean, you know, you've been very gracious with complimenting, you know, our efforts and my efforts. And, you know, we're fortunate in Pittsfield, Bill, that we have two great high schools, and yeah, we're working with our middle schools to, you know, really ready them for high school so that they can take advantage of all of the things that we're talking about today. But it does take planning, and we really need their voice. And as Marcy had offered about the My Career and Academic Plan, it's important that students have a voice in the course that they take and what they're interested in and not interested in, and the challenges that they face that they need help with. So we're really looking forward to working with our middle schools more so that we can develop these plans and better support our students and their families.
One of the things that I wanted to mention is that I think what we've seen, you know, since we've started this is many students are increasingly responsible for providing for their families, right? And, you know, even while still in high school. So that's one thing that we've noticed that an increase in, that students are working already in high school to support their families at home.
Thank you for bringing that out, Marcy, because my old background in criminal justice, we would psychosocially test everyone that came into the program. And, you know, we had 17-year-olds who were psychosocial or in their late 20s. And when you dug into it, they were either working to support the family and or caring for their siblings.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Or the parents could go. And so it's, again, society's a little bit more complicated than it was when I was growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to just say this, and I'm going to buy Tammy and you a Snickers bar. Well, I like Snickers. So if you don't eat it, just leave. But the broadcast studio at Conic, we've been there. Last week you saw, I was there with Joe Curtis on Wednesday.
Yep.
It's everything I dreamed it could be, and you've made it happen. You, all of you, because when we first approached Dr. McCandless with a draft curriculum kind of thing, well, he was in favor, but what is it, Desi or Messi, one of them down there, they didn't see a need or a space in the new building for it. It wasn't a career field. Are you kidding?
Yeah, we have a fantastic program advisory that has been built. And you know, PCTV, they were there in the infant stages. And Mr. Sayre and Mr. Cowdery and you and Mr. Avalli from years ago.
Bernie, yeah.
You know, his support and all of your support, the donations that PCTV made to the program, so it isn't one person that builds these programs. It's our teaching staff. It's our building administrators, our principals, Principal Johansson, Dr. Bishop, our superintendent, who has been our biggest advocate when it comes to creating more choices for students and supporting them.
Sure.
So we are so fortunate, Bill, to have our advisory members, and PCTV was there from the very beginning with this program.
I'm glad we saved the Conic radio station, because it's valuable to the community. It has proven during COVID, we've talked about this at TBR and PC. During COVID, we kind of made our bones. We had the mayor and all the medical people on, and constantly as bad as COVID, my Irish mother, God rest her soul, used to have a saying, and it was, an ill wind blows some good fate. The ill wind was COVID, but the good fate was we became recognized and Taconic became recognized. And I would have to say, I don't know where you found Jamie Choquette, but you better handcuff him to the desk there. I mean, that's just, he is amazing and and magnificent guy.
Yeah, it's really grown into a fantastic program. And as you can imagine, strong interest from the students, which is great.
Yeah. When we do the program there, 7:30 to 8:30, students are there way ahead of when I get there.
Yep.
To just open it up and get it ready. The dedication is... And another one I've heard wonderful things about, too, is the horticulture.
Mm-hmm. You may have read about it, but we were fortunate to receive a $1 million grant for Taconic. And a large part of that grant will go towards purchasing new equipment for the horticulture program, as well as creating a space for that equipment to go. So we're going to build a garage and we're going to rehab our metal fab program, which had some old equipment in it, and we're getting new equipment. But I have to say, Mr. Pemble, David Pemble, who retired a couple of years ago, and Mr. Jankowski, if anyone can maintain equipment, it's those two. So we are very fortunate it lasted that long because of their great care and maintenance of those machines. So we're really excited about the grant and all the possibilities that, you know, the new skills our students are going to learn on that equipment. And we really are appreciative of Governor Healey and her administration, Secretary of Education Patrick Tutwiler, and the Assistant Secretary of Career and Tech Ed, Bob LePage, not just with this $1 million grant, but they also awarded Pittsfield High School a $247,000 grant for the engineering lab. And we've had, you know, multiple equipment grants the past several years because technology is changing, Bill. Yeah. And we have to ease the burden on our taxpayers. And to do that, we reach out to our partners like Toyota, and we reach out to our partners at the state for things like EKG machines and a new framing machine in auto body. That was $98,000 for one piece of equipment.
Oh.
So we certainly recognize that we can't keep up with industry. There are limitations, but we do our best to make sure that we have the best equipment we can for our students. And, you know, we're constantly working on it, constantly working on it.
And I think the people of Pittsfield should feel very well served. And I mean this because you are constantly, you're keeping it up to date. You're tapping other than the taxpayers, grants and to come. But it's cutting edge stuff. And that's why our children, our kiddos, when they graduate, they get hired because they're using the same things that the industry's using.
Right. Exactly. I mean, the technology is from 5 years ago looks very different. And so it takes a village, Bill, and we appreciate our new, well, I say our new school that opened in 2018. You know, we want to be responsible stewards. It was a gift to the city. The taxpayers invested in our students and our community. So, we very much feel a responsibility to make sure that it's maintained and upgraded so that our students have the best advantages possible.
Any future programs you're thinking about?
Well, we have a couple initiatives that are rolling out. You know, when Taconic opened in 2018, we had a lot of interest from many different industries and trades about new programming. And especially about launching adult programming. And we really wanted to get the secondary, our high school programs onboarded and implemented with, you know, the rigor and the equipment. And so it took us a little while, but we are looking forward to, we wrote a grant to the state for a Career Technical Institute. So Commonwealth Corporation oversees those funds. And McCann and Pittsfield was awarded last year a planning grant to, you know, look at the labor market data, talk about marketing and outreach. What are the most meaningful training programs that we could launch at night. Do we have the staff? And then we both submitted an implementation grant to Commonwealth Corporation to launch adult training next year.
Oh,
and
cool.
The two that we've identified are welding and auto technology. So we're successful in our application, and we can provide that to the community for our adult learners in January or February.
They're, again, to the public and the listeners and the viewers, they're always improvising. They're always overcoming. And these two ladies, along with a lot of other people, I would be remiss if I didn't mention all the teachers and the vocational shops and all of the people who contribute in the academic house. Amy said it. Tammy said it. It does take a village. And I actually had to use that on, not youth, like a club. Well, it was like a club. But anyhow, on a person who, you know, was kind of critical. What you've done at PHS, too, I mean, because there are a lot of old diehards like myself that want to see PHS stay around. But the programs there... The new thing now, and correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm used to being corrected because I'm wrong a lot. Pathways, explain those to us.
Sure. So you have Chapter 74 vocational programs, which most people are familiar with.
Yeah.
And then a newer initiative, if you will, are innovative pathways. And those are tied to looking at local labor market need and demand, a student interest, and taking a working with a program advisory similar to Chapter 74 on a more articulated scope and sequence for courses. So students take two technical courses and they take two advanced courses. So it doesn't have the number of courses that Chapter 74 does, because our students are 3.5 years in their program of studies in a CT program. But it does provide for students to explore, you know, areas of interest and to do a deeper dive into things like engineering. So our students take Introduction to Engineering, Principles of Engineering, and then in their 11th and 12th grade, for their capstone or their work experience, they can really branch out to the different disciplines of engineering and discover what is most meaningful to them. Are they interested in chemical engineering or civil engineering?
Yeah.
You know, we are fortunate to have General Dynamics on our program advisory, as well as the Berkshire Innovation Center, Berkshire Community College, of course. And so, you know, it takes time, Bill, to build these pathways and get the equipment that we need and the teaching staff. That's always, you know, that's a challenge in today's market. So if any listeners are out there, please contact me, because I would love to talk to you about your next potential job.
Yeah. Well, that's one of the blessings of what you're doing. All of the people that are teaching there are experienced professionals in their own right, in their own career field.
Absolutely. And in order to get a license, a CT license, you have to have had worked in the field. And you have to go to school, and you have to take many tests. So it's not simply that you worked in industry. And I say simply because we're fortunate that we have veteran staff and new staff. So teachers come to us at all different phases of their career. They may have worked in industry for 5 to 10 years, and teaching was calling to them, or they may have worked in industry for 30 years and now they're looking at a different pace, if you will.
Sure.
So I'm attending the Mass Hire job fair. I think it's next week at the Holiday Inn, and I'm looking forward to speaking with potential teachers for our district.
How cool. How cool. Yeah. And quick war story. When they were building the new Taconic, I was, the radio station was in the old Taconic. You remember that little cubby hole there they call the station, yeah. But you had to watch because there were some old 286 computers stocked above your head, and you always were watching it. They stayed above your head. A man whose father went to school with me, and I saw him coming. He was limping, and he was a construction worker. And I said, "Hey, how's it going?" He goes, "Oh, good." He said, "You know, this job's catching up with me, kind of thing." I said, "Oh, why?" He said, "Well, I've had a knee replacement, and now my shoulder's about." He said, "I don't know if I can do another 20 years." And I said, "Well, if I were you, I would go out to BCC and just check, because again, what you're saying, they offer out there too, advanced manufacturing. I'm really excited if you can ever get the adult learning piece up like it used to be at PHS.
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee you, you'll be inundated."
Right, right. Yeah. So we just have to learn how to clone Marcy, and I think we can do
Marcy, yeah, we're going to talk to you about your work hours. They're going to double. And because of all those people who want tax cuts, you're going to get half the pay. No, but seriously, Marcy, all that you put into this.
Yeah, it is certainly a coordinated effort, planning for 15 different programs, and now we're moving towards an all CTE model here at Taconic High School. There's a lot of moving parts, and making sure students get the best experience possible is really our primary goal. Yeah. And then, you know, with the work that PHS has done, so I think that students really have amazing opportunities when you look at what's offered to them. But I would be remiss if I didn't mention our teachers, because they are our industry experts.
Yeah.
And they, you know, we can't know everything about 15 different trade areas. So we rely on them for their industry experience, but coordinating it so everybody has a great experience has been wonderful.
And before we go to break, this will be the question after break. Because I think this, I kind of know the answer, but I think this is a fascinating thing that I want the people to hear. How does a child student select what shop or what vocational or what technical or whatever? And when we come back from break, I will have you guys address that, because that to me, I don't know how to say this tactfully, but in the old days, when I was in school, sometimes guys went in or girls went into vocational as a default kind of thing rather than a career thing. And it's not that way anymore. And I, all of you need to take credit for that. And I mean that. I'm going to do this. This upset some people. I hope it doesn't upset you. This is my flag. I have friends buried under it. I have acquaintances buried under it. If you drive through a cemetery, you'll see a flag over a grave. That just means at some point in time, some person signed on a dotted line, they die for this flag. I understand there's a lot of turmoil in the world and the turmoil in this country, but I'm just asking you this. Please don't disrespect it. Don't spit on it. Don't stomp on it. Don't burn it. Too many people have given their lives, some of them their bodies, even today suffer. So think of that when you're chanting something, whatever. We'll be right back. This is 89.7 WTBR, channel 1301, channel 89.7, and PCTV, channel 1301. Please stay tuned, because what they're doing in the Pittsfield school system and is absolutely amazing. In the grant monies that these ladies and others have brought in, they're phenomenal. It's phenomenal amount of money. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR FM.
Whoa, like, what exactly is happening here? 89.7 WTBR FM, Pittsfield.
Support for WTBR comes from Tim's Lawn Care. It's almost time for fall cleanups. Tim's Lawn Care also could take care of your landscaping and fall lawn care needs. Also, ask about commercial and residential snow plowing for the winter. Tim's Lawn Care, 413-281-4222, and online at timslawncarelandscaping.com.
And UCP of Western Mass. Turn passion into purpose when you apply at UCP of Western Mass, now offering full and part-time opportunities to provide a life without limits for people with disabilities. It's more than just a job, it's our identity. Apply today at ucpwma.org/job.
Radio for people who used to love radio. Welcome back, WTBR.
And now back to the Morning Drive on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
We are back. I'm here today. It's just, as we've been doing, this is Monday, I know. But we were having Pittsfield Schools Week, and we had a couple of kerfuffles, but that's okay. This will be a broadcast I think you're going to really like, because it's about the new Taconic and PHS and Pathways, vocational training, professional certification at graduation, all kinds of things. And I'm just going to sit back and take a nap because I take three naps in a day, morning, afternoon, and night. Then I go to bed. But I'm going to start with Marcy. Fill us in, Marcy, on how do you get selected to go into vocation?
Yeah, well, so the process really starts well in middle school and sometimes elementary school. We have experiences throughout the middle school process for students to come learn about our different trade areas and programs, so that by the time they get to eighth grade, they've had several opportunities to come here, experience some things. But when they get to eighth grade, they're thinking about where they want to apply. So if they apply to come here to Taconic, they indicate some choices that they would want to explore. And then in ninth grade, they get the opportunity to explore 10 of our 15 CTE programs based on their interests. But we also want to make sure that students get experience in a trade area that they not sure that they've ever, you know, they might be interested in. Because, you know, we've had a lot of students go through the process, say, you know, they've never experienced welding before. You know, some of our female welders that are up and coming really never would have known they loved welding until they experienced it in exploratory. Sure. And, you know, we have some gentlemen that are rocking in early ed in health tech that, you know, didn't know that that would be something that they enjoyed. So we make sure that across those 10 visits, they have experience in a variety of all of our pathways. When they get to the end of that experience, then they are creating a presentation saying, you know, these are my top three choices. This is what I think I want. And this is why, because I've learned all of these skills that I have. I learned how my skills match up with certain trade areas and programs. They invite their caregivers in, they talk about what their choices are, and then they apply for the program that they want to be in. Cool. About halfway through ninth grade. And then once that happens, they're placed in those programs and they get rolling in their trade areas that they're going to be able to explore for the next 3.5 years.
And now, is there other qualifications like your attendance or things like that that play into the acceptance into the program?
So everyone has to have completed eighth grade and been successful in eighth grade to apply. Okay. And then once everyone has the opportunity to apply, and then we go through the acceptance process from there.
Okay.
But attendance is very important. You know, we stress to the students coming in that, you know, these are industry hours that they have to have. So one of the things that they can do to be successful is, you know, really improve that attendance if it's not great to begin with. But one of the key indicators of success is having really good attendance.
And again, that would be an interesting look at the from other programs to the vocational, the attendance records. Because from what I've heard from teachers and others, the vocational kids don't miss that'll miss a lot of school.
Yeah, those industry hours are important. They're not going to be able to complete the programs if they don't. And, you know, on the flip side of that, their academic classes, they need to pass those too in order to, you know, yeah, keep up with their grade level so they can continue in CTE.
It's in the development, and this may be a silly question, and when you develop a pathway, what's built into that pathway?
So each pathway is based on, an industry, a typical industry. So you have like your transportation cluster. So right. Then you need auto tech. Within that, there is a list of what, you know, Chapter 74 outlines as the curriculum that we need to include. And that's everything from learning about, you know, basic engine maintenance all the way up through hybrid technologies. Wow. So it really is industry specific about, what is involved in the curriculum for each pathway. But students come out with, you know, not only earning their CTE certificate, but they, all of our students leave with what's called an industry recognized credential, or several of them. Wow. Every student, you know, goes through the OSHA certification class. So everyone leaves with an OSHA 10 certification. But then we also have students that are graduating with, you know, their Toyota Level 1, their home health aide, their certified nursing assistant, their MACWIC, all of their classroom hours and their hours for their journeyman electrical license. Cisco certifications, I could go on and on. But each of our pathways has industry recognized credentials that go along with it.
Tammy, that's amazing when you think, you know, in my old career field, it was, you know, criminal justice. Now we're preparing kiddos to graduate with certificates, with industry recognized, not just a high school diploma. Not that I'm putting that down, but now you have certificates that are recognized by the industry.
Right.
Which is a big deal.
Oh, I'm sorry, Bill.
No, it's a big deal.
It is a big deal. And it's also very necessary. So, the world of work is changing and technology is only making some jobs less important and other jobs, new jobs that maybe haven't even been fully developed yet. AI is changing the way we work, the way we learn. So it's important that our students, as we said before, are as prepared as they possibly can be. And it's our responsibility to give them the most advantages. And so Marcy was speaking about the certificates and the credentials our students leave with. They also leave with, whether it's an innovative pathway or it's a Chapter 74 program, they leave with articulated credits at a higher ed. It could be a community college. It could be a tech school. It could be an apprenticeship program. And articulated credits just means if I graduated from advanced manufacturing, and you do need a B average or better, something like that, you could be given credits for particular courses at BCC.
Oh, wow.
So it gives you money. It saves time, and you've already been exposed through your course of study to what you can expect moving forward in that program of study. So, again, additional advantages for our students that when they graduate, that they have the potential to have these college credits or technical school credits on their transcript when they graduate, which is, another initiative that we're working on with Berkshire Community College is early college. So there are different types of early college. I just mentioned Chapter 74 and Innovative Pathways. There's AP courses, which most people are very familiar with. And then the early college initiative is a sequence of courses that our students take together with a dedicated pathway in mind, perhaps when they want to transition to a four-year college beyond BCC. So we've applied to the state for that with BCC, and we're waiting to hear. We're hoping that's successful. And we do all of this because we know, as Marcy said, that, given the number of students that are low income in our district, the burden and the cost of post-secondary education. So we do all this to, again, to give our students the best advantage, to save them time, to save parents money.
Yeah.
But it really is about the exposure, too, so that they can better understand what they're interested in. And in my opinion, the greatest skill our students can have is the ability to pivot. And because of the changes and how rapid they are coming, it's important our students have that ability. And the more exposure that they have in multiple industries, the better off they are.
You know, I think back, and I don't know why the decision was made, but when I was in junior high, we had a different shop every year. Mm. You know, I remember we had woodworking. We had, I can't remember the exact name of it, home ec type of situation. And one other, but I felt that was a good prelude to perhaps going into vocational. Mm-hmm. But when I was going, you're not anywhere near me. You're not near me. But college was the thing. College, you got to go to college, and you know, I would have probably preferred to. Been in carpentry if I had my druthers back then, but I came in a household where I was a minority vote, as they say.
Well, Phil, you've seen some of the labor market data. You know, our electricians and our carpenter, their wages are not anything to sneeze at, right? So, you know, what we're promoting is if college is what you're most interested in, that's great. Regardless of whether you go to work or you go to a technical school or an apprenticeship, you're going to have to continually learn new skills. And that can be in a formalized instruction like college, or it can be on the job training. It can be, again, an apprenticeship program in the military. Students, when they graduate, you know, the expectation is you are going to continually learn new skills. And gain new knowledge in a variety of different ways.
I think it's also important to say that kiddos that graduate can also go to college. I mean, you've articulated that very well. We can some of the kids coming out of the certified nursing program can then go on to BCC's nursing program.
And they do.
They do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And just for the public, just do a 30,000-foot look at advanced manufacturing.
Sure.
What does that kind of entail?
Marcy, you want to take that, or do you want me to take it?
Well, our advanced manufacturing program really prepares students to, learn all about the CNC operation so that they can go in as entry-level positions. But then that also gives them a lot of exposure to that pre-engineering work, in the computer lab and the software that they're using really is preparing students if they want to take that next step into engineering as well. So there's a many opportunities within the industry for students to take advantage of.
And being a guy, when I worked for Beloit Corporation years ago, a long time ago, and I can remember the first computer-assisted horizontal boring mill. And the guys thought it was great. And yet, as young as I was then, I saw, wait a minute, don't be too happy about this. This could be your replacement.
Mm-hmm.
And it really wasn't to a huge extent, but they all had to stop and go and learn it. And what you're doing is you're preparing them to just walk right into it. And that, to me, and BCC is the same thing with their advanced manufacturing. People are learning and just walking into the trades.
We actually have an adult training course that Mark Lozier is offering in the evenings, happening right now through BCC.
Oh, cool. Oh, give me when you get a minute. And I'll promote it for the next semester.
Sure.
Because to me, there are, and I'll phrase this, but there are a lot of people wandering, stumbling out there. And they're not just kids. I mean, some of them are in their 30s and 40s. Their jobs went poof.
Right.
They didn't have careers. They had jobs. In COVID, poof, a lot of them. And I think I'm a big proponent. I'll do anything I can to help you get the adult evening program going.
Thank you, Phil. We appreciate it.
Because I think there are so many people who are in dead-on jobs who would take full advantage of it. I really believe that. And, you know, I just say this. There's a pile of old iron, steel, I-beams from the buildings they've torn down in GE. And it's not just the end of an era. In Pittsfield, it's an end of a way of life.
Mm.
Because you could go into GE, become a, you know, a maintenance guy and make a wonderful living. And now what you're doing is really preparing these kiddos to not be that. You know, their skills, they can pick up and move if they have to.
Right, right. You know, we look at the credentials as just another tool that they'll use when they're marketing themselves, when they're going, changing careers. You know, the knowledge and the skills that they have and the credentials that they graduate with, the college credits that they graduate with, they're building those foundational skills, those work skills.
Yeah.
As well. So they do have the technical skills, but you know, what we hear from employers is we really want our students to have those foundational skills.
Yeah.
So the perseverance, the persistence, the teamwork, the problem solving, those are all identified as 21st century skills. And regardless of AI, our students, you know, are better positioned when they develop those. And they develop those through these types of experiences that we're talking about. So we place a lot of emphasis on the technical readiness into industry.
Yeah.
But it's also important to know that, you know, we offer work readiness and lessons in financial literacy. You know, our district improvement plan is a focus on literacy, particularly for students with disabilities. So we partner with Mass Ability to provide pre-employment training for our students. It takes a village, Bill. So if we don't have it and we don't know it, we're going to reach out to you or
yeah.
to someone else in the community who can
yeah.
provide it or get us in the right direction.
The other piece, too, that I think is that you are molding them in a positive sense to walk into a grown-up work environment.
Mm.
By that, I mean, what do you mean I got to be there at 7 in the morning? I'll get there about 7:10. No, 7. You got to be there at 7. This is being built in surreptitiously or however, but to me, they're getting such a wonderful education and becoming adults too. It's yes, they're getting all the trade stuff and all that, but you're having responsibility.
Absolutely. One of our best courses is co-op.
Exactly.
Yeah. It really is our best course because mm-hmm. our students learn those skills and they are employees of that employer.
Yeah.
So it's Kim Conant is our co-op coordinator and she does a magnificent job of coaching and supporting our employers and problem solving, those things that you're talking about, like transportation and when to call in sick, when not to call in sick, how to talk to an employer about a difficult situation. All of those skills, you know, they're not necessarily going to learn in school, but it's, you know, we're fortunate to have that programming at both high schools through grants, through Mass Hire, Berkshire Board, Connecting Activities. Through DESE, because those are lessons that they're going to keep for the rest of their lives.
And yes, yes, because I can tell you, dealing with a lot of people in various venues throughout my life, What I hear most of all now is that so many of the younger people just don't know how to work. And it's not, and some of that is not that it's none of it's their fault, but, you know, these things are an appendage now to kids, you know, as you well know. I've been watching the school committee meetings that really cell phones and another meeting. But anyhow, all serious aside, a person who owns an establishment, I'll leave it at that, told a couple of the new hire waitresses, you can't have your cell phone. Leave it in the car or in your purse or whatever. Well, a couple of warnings and he had to let one go.
Right.
You know, he said, I didn't want to do it, but I can't have my customer sitting there while they're texting their friend. Right. So what I guess the point I'm trying to make with you guys, you are teaching so many things that we old people, not you old, but hey, take for granted because we kind of got taught that stuff by our parents or teachers or whatever, coaches. And what you're really to be credited, you're to get a lot of credit for all the ancillary skills that you're teaching, not the just hands-on. And that's through the whole system. That's just not you guys. It's the whole system.
And that learning happens, I don't happen in our academic classrooms. It doesn't happen in our sports programs and our theater programs. It's all foundational, really.
Yeah. Yeah. And it, they may not realize it now, but they'll thank you many years from now. I took an early, one of your courses. I mean, early. It was called Distributive Education. And I went for a half a day in school, and then I went to my co-op, which was England Brothers at the time. And I worked in the men's department at England Brothers through my senior year. And it was the best move I could have made personally because my original schedule, I don't know how I got this, would have been 8 to 11 and then study, study, study. Well, I knew Billy too well. Second study, Billy would have been gone. But anyhow, what I learned was amazing. What I learned from Miss Nugent was her name. Her dad was, when I was at North, was the principal, Reed now. But all the things she taught us, and then I could bring them to work.
Right.
And they just expanded. Mm-hmm. You know, today I gripe all the time. Customer service, put the damn phone down. Sorry, did I say that? I get carried away. But
Bill, I know we probably are winding up time, but I wanted to see, Marcy, if you could share out, just because I want to promote this as much as I can, and it's still developing as an idea, Bill, but Horticulture started a flower sale or a plant sale.
We were there
a couple of years ago. Yes, yes. And so now it's developed into something a little bit bigger. So, Marcy, do you want to talk
about that?
Yes. So our goal for the spring plant sale this year is to expand it to all of our programs and have more of like what we call a CTE marketplace, or think of it like a farmer's market, right? Where you can come and experience items from every program, or have, you know, activities going on that are related to some of our programs, so that it's not just, you know, a one shop experience. You have a wide variety of things that you can take advantage of. So we're excited to get that rolling. Hopefully we'll have that up and going for the spring.
You have to get it to me.
We will.
I'll start announcing it early on, and then let's do a show about it.
Okay.
You
that
know?
Would be great. Awesome.
Yeah, no, let's promote the heck out of it. Because that, to me, we were at the flower show, and Mr. Callahan, right? What's his name?
Yeah. Yep.
What a marvelous young man he is, and what he's doing with those kiddos. The plants basically lasted the entire season. So for those plant purchasers. I don't buy them because I kill them. I buy them 1 week and they're dead the next. So, but my wife loves them. But seriously, I can't thank you both enough for coming on. And I can't thank you both and all of your colleagues for what you do every day. And people who think it's easy. I remember one, this, you'll get a kick out of this. One mother had three kids, all in elementary school that I know. And COVID hit. And then after about 2 weeks, she said, I will never, ever, ever again tell you how easy teachers have their job, because then they got to see. She had three. And I said, well, what about the teacher has 13, 15 in the class? Keep up the good work. There are a lot of people in this city who really do appreciate what you're all doing. And I'm one of them. I'm a big supporter. You know that. And I'm always here for you. That's the other thing. If you have an expose or anything that you want, get a hold of me. I'll get you on. Send me a flyer. I'll announce it. Because to me, it's important that we support the schools and the people in the schools. You know, I lived with a teacher now for almost 54 years. Congrats. Coming up. And she's been a teacher over 40 years. So I understand the demands on a teacher. Thanks a million. Like I said, I repeat myself. I am here for you. I'm here for the whole district. Whatever we need to do to put out a brighter picture of what y'all do every day, not just once in a while.
Thank you.
And Tammy, Tammy gets mad at me, Marcy. Tammy, a great deal of what's been accomplished has been your effort, Dr. Bishop's effort, at Taconic, so many other people. Marcy, the principal whose name escapes me at PHS.
Principal Esco Harrington.
Thank you. Someday I'm going to check with you or Mr. Curtis. I'd like to walk through Pittsfield High one more time while I still can walk. So,
anytime.
Yeah, no, it brings it. It's come so far. Folks, I want to tell you, if you have questions about this program, you can get a hold of these wonderful people. If you're a grandparent, parent, and you're interested about your grandchild, talk to them about this. Talk to them about their futures, what they want to do.
Come to our open houses.
Yes, yes. And I want to thank Mr. Curtis for lifting the restraining order for me going into Taconic. Was very kind of him. Be well, my good friends. And thank you so very much. You're wonderful people, and we are fortunate to have you. Now, I know this also upsets some of you, but it's my belief. God bless, and I mean that. And today, try to lift somebody's burden. Just try. Make a phone call. Say hello. Wave to somebody. We're all in this together. And without each other, it's a tough road to hoe. God bless everybody. Thank you, guys. And I'm always here. Tammy, be well.
Thank you, Marcy.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye, everybody.
Bye, Bill. Thank you.
Bye. Thank you. Bye.